Speaking of fair enough, comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike,
I'm Cody. Welcome to today's episode, everybody.
Yeah, everybody. High energy today, guys.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Woo! Yeah.
Woo!
And Joe's here.
We lost Joe.
Did we ever have Joe?
No. Nope.
Did we ever have Joe?
You can't capture this.
Yeah. It's like trying to make a fist with water in it.
It's like...
What?
That's saying you can't, like, hold the...
I've never heard that before.
I made it up, I think.
I think you did, too.
Yeah.
It's like trying to make a fist with water in it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, put water in it.
Trying to capture water with a fist?
Sure, why not? Whatever it is.
I don't like that one either. I don't like anywhere you're going with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I understand where you're going with it.
See?
It just sucks.
That's all that matters. Hey, man. They can't all be gems, all right?
Yep.
Some of them have to be rhinestones.
Speaking of they can't always be gems.
Mike, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Why are we talking about
that?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They're cloning dinosaurs in the next room over.
Are they weaponizing them?
Ugh. Nah, there's bolting stuff on. Like, this is the best we could do.
Oh, we're from Dino Riders?
From Law & Order?
Yes!
Yeah!
No, we're not doing that?
No.
Damn it. Now I'm not excited anymore. So, we'll start with Mike.
Yeah.
Three favorite things and one surprise?
All right, well, here's the thing.
If
you're a long-time listener to the podcast, you will know that I was not happy when they announced they were doing a sequel to this, which surprised people because I loved the first one so much. So much so that I get in arguments with Joe, fake arguments with Joe, that he hates it, and I love that movie. Because Joe likes it. He just didn't like it as much as I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why the first one hit every, you know, childhood, like, reminiscent thing of everything I liked about the first one and then made it super dope. So I love that one. And then when I heard the plot of the next one, I was like, oh, this doesn't sound promising. And I was very apprehensive right from the get-go. And I got a lot of shit from the fellas for being a Debbie Downer and shitting on a movie that I haven't seen, which, in my defense, I didn't shit on it. I was just worried. I was extremely worried. And then the first trailer came out, and I was like, I don't feel better yet.
Then the second trailer came out.
I was like, I kind of see what they're doing. There's hope. This is a good trailer. And then I saw the movie.
And then what'd you think?
It's not good, man. This just wasn't a good movie, dude. It sucks. The movie wasn't the worst movie we're going to see. Like, it's not at all the worst. Visually, it looked amazing.
Yeah.
It was fucking amazing visually. The dinosaurs looked super dope.
Because they're real?
Yeah, obviously real.
They don't made real dinosaurs.
But the whole story was rough.
Story?
It felt... It's like... There's a reason out of how many Jurassic Park movies now? Counting this one. Five?
Let's be five, yeah.
Yeah, so five Jurassic Park movies. Two of them, really good.
One and four.
Yeah. Those two, on an island, at the park. Pretty, you know, secluded from everything else. The other ones, you start going into, like, regular areas, and I don't know, man. It's just something weird about it. It's like, it doesn't work. Like, it just felt like they did everything wrong like they did with the first sequel. I felt like they did it again. I was like, oh, well, they're making the same mistakes. They're bringing the dinosaurs to regular land. They're running around, you know, with people in, like, suits and ties and knocking over cars and stuff. I was just like, oh, man, this is not the shit I wanted to see out of this movie. And then there's a weird, almost an homage to like fairy tales in it, you know, like it was like a princess in the tower and a dragon guard in it kind of thing, you know, and it, I don't know why they would go that route. I don't know. It was just weird, man. I didn't like it. I don't want to shit on it and say it was like the worst movie ever, 'cause it wasn't, but it's not a movie I'm going to pay for again. I might.
That's fair.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen all the Jurassic Park movies, even the real shitty ones, like 2 and 3, multiple times. I might catch it, you know, like on HBO some night if I'm flipping through in a year or two or something, but it's not a movie I'm going to pay to watch again, for sure.
You didn't pre-order on iTunes?
No. No.
You'd walk out of the theater and be like, well, purchased.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all, sir.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Joe, what are your thoughts on it?
So I will do the whole three things I like about it.
Mike?
One thing I was surprised about it.
Why?
Well, because there were some good things
about it. Well, but if you don't like a movie, though.
I mean, it had great visuals. It really did.
Yeah.
None of the acting was really bad.
The visual on the T-Rex is one. The visual on the Velociraptor, too.
Well, the third one would be I really liked the beginning of the movie. Had the rest of the movie been like that, I think it would have been much better.
Everything up until...
So just to let them know, the beginning of the movie is very dark. It's very weird, mysterious. You have a team of you don't really know at that point in time.
They're, reclamation people, I believe.
Yeah, going into the park, and they end up going into the Mosasaur paddock.
Yep. We'll just call it the water feature.
I think it's called the Mosasaur. Yeah,
it's Mosasaur, yeah.
But it's really cool.
Joe's the only one on this podcast that was even going to attempt that.
What, Mosasaur?
Mosasaur?
Yeah, we'll just... I'd have been like the water part.
But it's really cool. It's really cool because you get that, like, oh, I remember that from the first movie. I remember that area, and that's really cool. And then the whole point of that is they're trying to get it. I thought they were just trying to get souvenirs. Like, you know, this is some rich dude who wants the skull of the Indominus Rex. Instead, they just want a piece of the bone so that they can continue the cloning process. Who does BD Wong work for? Is he still work for InGen? Or?
No, it's the other company. It's Lockhart.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name of it was. Anyway, so that's what you find out there. But in this scene alone, you have this really cool dark visuals. It reminds me of The Abyss.
Lockwood.
It reminds me of Alien. It reminds me of the original Jurassic Park, where it's just pouring rain outside. And
Newman gets eaten by the spitty dinosaur.
Exactly. And it's so well done right there. The escape scene where the guy's running from the T-Rex and has to jump up onto the helicopter ladder that was thrown down. And you think he gets away, but then the fucking Mosasaur just jumps up and fucking eats him. Fantastic. And then the rest of the movie occurred. Like, if you stopped watching at that point...
If I stopped and said, Joe, rest of the movie just like this, like you have to go.
IMAX. Like, IMAX gives you the first 10 minutes of the movie sometimes. Like, if they would have given us that, ooh, we would have been so fucking excited to go watch this movie.
Then we would have seen it, and we're like, oh, wait, no. Man. They Rickrolled us.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's the worst thing you could say about a movie, dude.
Never gonna dig you up. Never gonna clone you
down.
Boo! You enjoyed it. Shut your fucking mouth, you watery bastard.
But then for the rest of the movie, I was really, I was surprised about how much it was just awful from after that point. So just past the beginning to the end, it just was not a good movie at all. And I knew exactly the point because I was still a little wishy-washy about it from between that beginning and, what you're seeing with Bryce Dallas Howard and Chris Pratt.
Pratt.
And you're seeing what they're doing, and I'm like, should the dinosaurs, you know, should we just let them die? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes.
Well, yeah.
Yes. I mean, like, what do you like? They literally just tore your park apart. Like, I get.
And people. Don't forget the people.
You know, I get that that you want to save the dinosaurs, but.
You feel guilty.
Like, you brought them into this world. It's not like they were here naturally. So, they had their chance. They've already died. And they're looking to be killed again by the volcanic explosion. And so I was like, yeah, I don't really care. So, you know, they obviously get to the island, and the exact point where I said, fuck this movie, because this is so fucking stupid, and if they keep doing this throughout the whole movie, I'm going to be pissed off, is right where the PhD chick... hops out of the armored vehicle.
Dino vet.
Yeah, the dino vet.
Who's never seen a dinosaur.
Even though she's never literally seen a dinosaur, which I don't understand.
Well, I'm going to guess, assume, she was going to school when Jurassic World was a thing, trying to get a job there. Mm-hmm. It got shut down because a bunch of dinosaurs ate people and they got upset.
Yeah.
Pussies. And then she never got a chance to go.
Right.
That's it, what I assume.
Makes happened. Sense. But yeah, they're driving through the main street, which again was pretty cool. Oh, remember, it's Margaritaville. That's yeah. awesome. You know, yeah. this and that.
You see,
and
like, the big tower. The entry yeah. tower, yeah.
But then, of course, you know, you start to hear the, you know, boom, boom, and you're like, oh shit, what's that? And the bushes start rumbling, and of course, the fucking PhD chick has to hop out of the armored vehicle past all of the armed guards and whatnot. I have to see this, and runs out. And it's like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
In any other movie, you should have been probably dead right at that point.
Or tranked.
Yeah. But no, she does that, and that's always a big bothering. It's always something that bothers me when movies do that. It's characters making dumb decisions, just completely dumb decisions. No one in real life would be like, "Oh, I need to see this," and run out of a protected vehicle in order to see whatever this is come out of the woods. Fuck that. No, I'm gonna sit there inside that armored vehicle, looking through the window. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't know if it's a T-Rex. You don't know if it's a Velociraptor. You don't know what it is.
That's even better.
Even something as innocuous as it was, what it was, that thing was so huge, it wouldn't give a fuck about her. Step on her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been better seen if she would have said, oh, I need to see this, and like open like a window, like a shutter, you know, which is dangerous anyways if someone hits it, whatever, sees it's a Brachiosaurus, then fights her way out of, you know, makes her way out of to look at it. I've been fine with
fine. That. Kind of like, but what you did in the first one where they're driving in the Jeeps, and it's not until you see, well, they see the dinosaurs,
turns her head.
That they hop out, you know. It's not like, what's that, and we need to hop out of these Jeeps and go find what it is.
Which, by the way, rewatching the first Jurassic World, or Jurassic Park, made me realize that I don't think they did a good job blocking the shots when they come up, because they're driving on that ridge, and it wasn't until they stopped they could see the Brachiosauruses. But I'm like, yeah, bro, turn your head at any point in time and look. There's dinosaurs.
Yeah, but they needed, in that one, you give them a slide because it's like, we're gonna show the moviegoer or something they've never seen. Oh
yes,
before.
I get why.
You know what I mean? So,
but it's like, but the way you're looking at it, you can see, like, you can clearly see the dinosaurs.
You can get away with shit like that,
you know.
The first time you're breaking right. some ground. And like, after that, you can't really get away with those little things anymore.
And I think that's what a lot of these Jurassic Park movies attempt to do. They try and do that whole reveal thing again.
With
it's like we've already
T-Rex?
Had when we've already had it.
Well, no, T-Rex in the world.
But no, I mean, like, in this movie, you have the, you know, the Brachiosaur, you know, the, and you're supposed to have that awe moment of, yeah, oh, there's a dinosaur.
Yeah, and, but we've seen Brachiosaurus 500 times. Yeah. You know what I mean? So
it always feels like every single movie after Jurassic Park has to have that scene in it where they're just like, "And dinosaurs, magical," and it's like, no, it's not anymore.
That's why I like the last one, Jurassic World, so much, because you're walking in and they're not babying the moviegoer. You're like, we have an established park open now. This is not the prelims. This has been open. Everything's running smooth. You, like, everything from, you just kind of see the T-Rex and nobody really gives a shit because there's other cooler shit. Even when you see, what's the made-up dinosaur in the first one?
Indominus Rex.
Like, the reveal of that one is not a awe reveal. It's a, oh shit, get the fuck out of there reveal. You know what I mean? And so the only, like, actual reveal is when they let the T-Rex go and he comes out, and that's just like a, oh shit. You know what I mean? They're not going, oh, look, dinosaurs. This is the first time you get to see dinosaurs in this movie. Like, it was played better. But you're right. Like, the first one did it because mm-hmm. we've never seen that before. And if people don't remember the first time you saw Jurassic Park, like, I think I'm kind of the cutoff age for really grasping, like, how crazy that was to see. Mm-hmm. Like, anybody younger than me is, like, they grew up and Jurassic Park was always a thing, and then the sequels were always a thing, and CGI was always a thing. Like, I'm kind of that cutoff age where, no, like, that shit looked amazing, because anything done dinosaurs before that was, like, claymation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, or really bad, like, early CGI.
Or the guy in the suit, like that movie with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't talk about that.
T-Rex? Was it T-Rex?
Theodore Rex. But yeah, that's that I didn't even really think about that, but yeah, it's a tired played scenario that they keep falling into.
The music always swells up and it's all
it's so majestic and it's like,
and you're like, no,
we saw Dominus Rex kill a shit ton of those in the last movie. We don't care about those guys anymore.
I'm like 10 minutes ago I literally just saw a T-Rex just eat a dude. Like, yeah. what are you trying to reveal to me here? But then I absolutely hated the bad guys. Like, the moment that they met up with Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard and the other two, meet up with those military guys on the island, I was like, oh, those are...
Buffalo Bill and his soldiers?
Those are bad guys.
No, it was Buffalo Bill, huh?
Yeah. I could place the voice, or I could... The voice sounds so familiar while he was talking.
I couldn't
place it until you mentioned Buffalo Bill. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's Monk. It's not Monk, yeah. but it's the detective for Monk.
Chief.
But literally every single bad guy was like, oh, that's a bad guy. Like, and
you can see because their badges said bad guy.
Yeah, pretty much. When they went full bad guy.
They might as well wear stormtrooper outfits. Like,
no, they shot way better.
Shot way better, right. But no, they didn't have the helmets on. I was thinking, like, they were literally just one mustache away from just being able to twirl it and be like,
like the guardian guy, the leader of the estate. Mm-hmm. Like, as soon as he made the turn, it was just so over the top
bad guy.
And yeah, I need all this money. We're going to sell this prototype.
Yeah.
And then, and
BD Wong is such a bad guy. I don't care what he said that.
Yeah,
that his Twitter said he's a fucking monster.
Look at him. I was like, bro,
he wears a black turtleneck and everything. Yeah,
in a secret lab.
The first one, he wasn't a bad guy. First one is just a young scientist doing work.
Young cocky scientist.
Second one, as soon as he started stealing samples for like other companies and stuff, it's like, yeah, dude, you're a fucking bad guy. You're not doing it for science anymore. No, you know, these motherfuckers are making weapons.
From Jurassic World, I did what you just asked me. No, motherfucker. They asked you to give them a dinosaur that they've never seen before, and you gave them a fucking weapon.
He did technically give them a dinosaur they've never seen before.
Yeah, because you barely see it. But he also
technically gave them...
Part Raptor.
Almost unstoppable killing machine.
Made it part Raptor. I do love that reveal in the movie. Because you know it's there, but when they say it, you're like, yeah, all these Raptors are going to kill you guys now.
I'm like, oh, by the way, he's a big old Raptor. Get ready to die.
When Dominus Rex talks to it, because the Raptors have that kind of barky noise, and Dominus Rex does it, and it's similar, but just different because it's bigger.
And you see Pratt and his psychic go,
oh, shit. I love it so much.
Yeah.
This movie is so bad, it makes me love the first one even more. I'm like, they did everything right in the first one. Like, in terms of, like, well, I know, but overall, all your, like, they avoided all your major pitfalls of doing a movie like that. And I know there's some inconsistencies here and there, but just the fact that they obviously did that one so good, and, like, this one, you had the blueprint. Again, like, you're like, guys, we know what works, let's just keep it like that, and they're like, nope, we're doing it again, and they fuck this one up. It's rough, man.
Every trailer that we've seen so far as well, and maybe some of the, or no, one the newer ones don't do it, but at least the first set of trailers, you get all the stuff that's on the island, with the exception of like one scene where they're showing the raptor, like, you know, reaching towards a little girl. It's supposed to let you be like, you know, what the fuck is that, you know, type of thing. But if they would have kept it on the island and done all it, just everything there, I think it would have been so much better. But instead, the island is what, the first like 20 minutes of the movie. And it's then you suddenly move over to the
some castle in the woods,
which I literally think is just San Diego again.
Nah, it was further north.
You think it was further north?
Yeah.
And it just, I keep saying it. If I wanted to watch the Lost World, I would have watched the Lost World. That's all this was. They literally just remade the Lost World with this movie.
You feel like they cheated you a little bit with Jeff Goldblum?
No, I didn't really want him in a whole lot in this movie, and I think he was in it just the right amount.
I wanted another scene with him, though. Like, all of his stuff is one. Like, I know he appears in the first and he appears at the end to finish his speech and nicely, like, tie up the movie or whatever. But I wanted him to have another role other than just an advisory thing. Mainly because I just thought him and Pratt or Bryce Dallas Howard together would have been a cool...
Him and Pratt, can you imagine that shit?
Yeah.
Just hamming up and fucking chewing up scenery?
It would have been hilarious.
Shit.
And then the... Well, we'll let Cody give your thoughts with it. Because there's two things that I was going to mention, but I wanted to see if anyone else would mention it first. One was the comedy in it. Because, like, the first one, comedy, I think, done right. Jurassic Park, comedy done right. It was Jeff Goldblum. He was the comedy guy. In the second one, it was obviously Chris Pratt, you know, because he's Chris Pratt. He's going to have some comedic lines. And then Jake Johnson was kind of like that other source of comedy, but it wasn't overdone, I don't think.
More straight comedy.
Yeah. This one, I felt like it was just too many comedic beats in it.
And then they were just gone.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, there's just too much of this, and it's messing up the flow of like what are supposed to be intense situations, you know what I mean? The other thing is like that weird my grandkid is a clone storyline.
Yeah.
That, why would they fucking do that? Like, what was the point of that? That was so frustrating.
I get the point of it was to, because you introduce another person into the Jurassic Park mythos, the other guy that helped create this technology.
Yeah.
In the original Jurassic Park, you only assume it was John Hammond or him and his research team, and that was it. Well, now you have to shoehorn this other guy into it. So they make up this whole other story about where he's basically playing God with humans, and that's why John didn't really like him, and they broke up. It's like,
and they weren't even 100% clear on that. You assume that's it, but they don't really. But yeah, so like the other guy who created or helped create Jurassic Park cloned his daughter and is raising his daughter, granddaughter clone or something, and he's old, and it was just really weird that like this girl is a clone. It's like, I thought she was just another kid in the movie. Like, could have just, because like for a minute there I was thinking that, because they reference her daughter or her mom died in a car accident, you're thinking it's the lady from the first Jurassic Park or something. Lex. And you're like, oh, that'd be kind of cool. It'd be kind of weird that no one mentioned that her dad was partners with Homeboy before. But maybe there's a twist at the end. Because in my head, I'm like, all right, well, there's some kind of twist at the end of why they didn't. Maybe this old guy is actually the asshole the whole time or something, you know? Nah, it's just his daughter cloned. I'm like, all right, well, that's weird.
They could have just made it simpler than that. I would have just accepted that we had a falling out and that was it. That's why John never mentions him.
They actually do mention him, but it's okay. He's mentioned in the first movie.
Well, yeah, but there's so much time, you know what I mean, passive for them to, like Joe said, shoehorn this guy in just to get to a clone.
Yeah.
That part just made me so upset.
That's all he was there for. Like, I would have accepted better some fucking crazy rich guy was just trying to get dinosaur stuff and sell them. You know what I mean?
And that's kind of what we got, but yeah.
But yeah, just when you, and I don't know, it seems weird that when a movie where you accept dinosaurs being cloned and brought back to life are okay, that you kind of get annoyed with all of a sudden humans are being cloned.
It wasn't even the fact they were cloning humans, it's like, why is this even a story?
Yeah, why is this mixed in?
Like, I get it, you made dinosaurs. And
like, is she going to be like a dinosaur god? You know what I mean? Like,
she's going to be able to control them because they're all clones. Yeah, and I'm like, all right, whatever.
Because you get kind of worried that if they make a third one, she's going to have some kind of weird connection to them.
She's part raptor.
She has that.
They're all part raptor.
That, she can point alien lasers out of her finger and make the sonic noise. And
well, she has control that, like, alien, that, what is it, Alien 4? Alien, yeah. Thing where she's like able to talk to him because, you know, she's
talking about resurrection.
That's what it is. Yeah,
why do you always bring that up?
But it's, well, no, because it's a perfect thought.
It is, yeah, it's just a terrible movie.
You know, they're both cloned. Well, this was a terrible movie too, so
technically Ripley was the clone.
No, they were all, and the aliens were clones as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying
because but they were mixed with
don't do that.
Don't do that.
We're not docking.
Sorry, we're mixing.
Mixing's better. Don't do this.
Tip to tip
for mixing.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think you know how that works,
Joe. Joe's had some bad experiences.
How much did the ending piss you guys off?
Well, when they just escaped into the wild?
Yeah.
Well,
we'll say
at that point I was already done.
Because they really didn't escape into the wild. You have the, and this is spoiler.
Okay.
Well, don't want to ruin the ending for some people. It's the clone that's like I'm like them and like release them because they're about to die of some, you know, horrible shit that just happens to be in this lab. Okay.
Some kind of chemical that they
apparently I accepted that part. But yeah, the fact that Bryce Dallas Howard was like, I want him to live, and then like she's struggling with it.
This is more of a moral challenge. I can't release. Yeah, and then she puts the
case back on. I'm like, yeah, that's the right move, bro. It is, like, right? I know it sucks. They're all gonna die, and it does suck seeing like a bunch of these animals die, especially if you're an animal person. Like, you're like, oh, they're all dying and they're all crowded up. Like, that's a rough scene to watch. Yeah. If you cared about the rest of the movie, that part would have been really, really a bummer.
Uh-huh.
So I get that, and she makes ultimately what many would argue be the right decision. And then that little fucking girl's like, nope, open them up. And they just escape out into the wild. It's like, that's not a good idea. Yeah.
But you know what you could have done? It's not open the cages, but open that big ass door.
Yeah.
To let the gross, you know, chemical out, and be like, all right, we can organize to get these dinos out of here in a fashionable way. You know, like boom, boom, some more darts, and then we'll find this mystery island they lied to us about.
Yeah, you can just put them on another island.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, just I'm okay with dinosaurs living. Take them to an own island,
but don't let them loose on Earth. Plus, it doesn't mean any good because I mean the. Yes, they can sustain without the lysine issue they had in the first movie and the second movie and somewhat the third movie. But you have like one of the every species that went out, they're just going to die.
Yeah, and that was the thing.
It's
that
like,
was...
Well, this isn't terrifying, except for the fact there's a T-Rex roaming around and that red-headed weird one that looked like it just dipped its head in like crane or something.
Yeah, and that brings me back to the next point about the ending. Is like you have Jeff Goldblum doing the talk over.
Welcome to Jurassic World.
Yeah, welcome to Jurassic World. It's supposed to be ominous and stuff. And I think I understand what they're getting at with that because you still have the rest of the dino DNA out there. People could still clone them, but the way I took it right then and there was that now all these dinosaurs are out in the world, and you know they're. You know, it's Jurassic World, and I'm like, yeah, but there was only like one of every single one. Like,
and there's only 11 of them.
Give it 10 years, and they're probably gonna all die. Or 12, out.
Technically, I think at least. Yeah. If you count, you know, there's the baby Stegosaurus, so there's 12, but
yeah, 11 species. But it's like, just give it a little while; they're all gonna die out, and you're gonna be fine. Like,
someone's gonna hunt them.
So, or someone is literally gonna hunt them. Like, yeah, exactly. So then they show what the pterodactyls in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's the after credits.
Credits thing.
Oh, third one's gonna be in Vegas.
You're like, oh no,
that's gonna be the world.
Yeah, but
you have the blue who is for some reason outside of a suburb now, like she's just gonna go through and like start eating people, right? And then somebody's gonna come along and shoot her.
Yeah.
But yep.
This and then is you have Jurassic World. Yeah,
you have Pratt. Howard, clony girl, driving down Pacific Coast Highway. I'm like,
just going driving away. Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
You have a
clony girl going to have any remorse over all the people that she just basically killed?
Not just that. It's like, what are you going to do? Like, how are you going to like convince anybody this is anything?
Yeah.
Like, this girl is not real, but also has no.
For all intents and purposes, she doesn't exist.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't. Put her in schools. You can't bring her places. Or you can explain. You just have some rando kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And plus, like, does she need certain medicine to stay alive? Is she gonna fucking never grow up?
Tune in for the third one.
Which, by the way,
find out
already. You know, in the workings.
Oh, I don't think it's getting made, man.
You know, this one blew its budget out of the water, right?
Well, yeah, of course it did, but I still don't think they're gonna make the third one.
They probably will. They probably will. I'm trying to think of
They better rewrite that motherfucker.
Retcon, we're going back to the first. This will be the third first one.
It's technically fresh because it's 50%.
just
like technically fresh.
Yeah.
Critics or viewer fans?
That's critic. That's the actual.
What about fans?
I don't know. I didn't look it up.
Look at that one. Might be one of the rare cases where it's lower than the critics.
For good reason.
Suspense. Oh my god, the suspense.
All right, over under, what do you guess? So critic review is it's at 50, which is technically rotten because it needs to be 51 or higher.
51 to be fresh. I'm gonna give.
So we're going user rating.
User rating is going to be around 85%.
So 85 here.
Shut the fuck. You really think so?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What do you got?
Fuck. I was gonna say 48.
So you're going lower.
Yeah.
You're going much higher.
Yeah.
You're both incorrect. It's 61%. Which is technically favorable in the fans' view.
Because I have heard people talk about it and say that they like the movie.
All right. Well, if they make a third one, I still like dinosaurs and I still like Chris Pratt. They could redeem themselves.
Well, it's already at. Cool.
In the next movie, could we not have the
730 million
T-Rex be a hero? And well, not this be one, silent as well.
The T-Rex in this one wasn't. I mean, it saved some shit, but it just popped in, killed something, left. But then later on, it popped in, killed something, and left. It's like,
yeah, didn't really but utilize that, it at but, all. No, but yeah. That's the point. That's what I'm saying. Is
like he was so menacing in the first one because, like, you know, the whole car thing and the signs of him everywhere. You know, he's knocked over this and blah blah blah.
And the Jurassic World, it was.
He came to the rescue.
He came to the rescue, but it was like they had to arrange it. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like it just sweeps in, and this one is just like, oh shit's about to go bad. Just kidding, a T-Rex. Ah, and then the T-Rex silent is gone, shit. And then later on, oh, a T-Rex. Ah, and then it's gone. It's like, yeah, all right, guys.
Like I understand. Like, oh, this is fun because you get to see like they just completely show it. That, like this is the T-Rex from Jurassic World,
and you kind of like,
it's like that's cool, but I don't. Like, he's not very menacing. He's just like, I popped out and I chewed up the bad guy.
And then runs away. They believe that the forearms on a T-Rex, the little tiny ones, can lift over 450 pounds each.
I wouldn't doubt it. That thing is mostly muscle.
Yeah, but it's so crazy because they're all tiny. I mean, compared to him, obviously. The Kratos are like, oh, well, that's my arm. I just thought that was an interesting little tidbit I found out.
Yeah.
Interesting little thing.
And what's weird, too, is like, because in the first one the T-Rex, you know, wrecked all kinds of havoc, but then end up kind of saving them at the end, and then the other first one, Jurassic World, it was not the same kind of thing because it really didn't have any effect the whole movie, but then makes the save at the end because Bryce Dallas Howard character realizes there's only one thing that might be able to take this fucker out. And the fact that you know it's the same one because of the scars and everything, and it fucking battles its ass off, but it doesn't really win. It needs some help, you know? And it, in between the T-Rex and Blue and then the big fucking sharky dinosaur guy.
Mosasaurus.
Yeah, I'm never going to say that.
Mosasaurus Rex.
Rex. They get the drop on them, and it's like a cool, like, obviously this one was way better, but you had the one that was trained by humans, who's like the ultimate predator in Blue. And then you have the T-Rex, who's enough muscle to kind of, you know, like it was a good, well, you know, thought out story fight kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then like you have the potential where like the T-Rex and Blue could be like these really cool side characters in this movie and have some mystique to them and kind of not be teammates, which sounds weird, but kind of they go after bigger things, you know what I mean? Like you kind of understand them a little. I don't know. It's just I feel like they dropped the ball in so many places with this movie where like Blue could have been super fucking cool coming back. You know what I mean? They could have used the T-Rex again and a really like they could have reimagined or rethought how to use the T-Rex again, but they didn't. They just, you know, anything convenient, they're just like, we wrote ourselves into a corner here, T-Rex.
Yeah, and you know? He comes out of nowhere, even though you established, like, they create miniature earthquakes.
Yeah.
And they take just a step.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It was pretty rough.
Yeah.
What can they do in the third one to redeem it? What's the... If they make a third one, which they probably will, what's the ideal behind it? What route do you go to help save this franchise and end it on a good note?
I don't know, man. It's tough because you see, obviously, a lot of the dinosaurs some of the dinosaurs weren't just released. They were taken in their cargo containers, and as you see them driving through the desert, which I'm thinking, Customs is going to have a fucking nightmare with this whole thing because of the body legally.
Another problem, yeah. Like, yeah. How many officials did you have to bribe off?
To drive, no less. It's like, bro, someone's going to make a mistake, and those things are just going to get out anyways, but it doesn't matter. But with the third one, I don't know, man. It's just, like...
The problem is literally with where you ended up in this one. You don't end up with an island full of dinosaurs because that's destroyed. That's pretty much gone. You end up with... The United States has a bunch of random dinosaurs now kind of all over the place. So where do you go with three? Do you stick with trying to, like, wrangle all these loose dinosaurs and find a place for them? Or do you go with the military aspect where you now have these countries that are genetically engineering these dinosaurs in order to, you know, in order to kill people? Is that, you know, do you have now, like, a... Rampage type movie.
Who knows? I mean, this was essentially a Rampage movie with just inside of a castle.
True, but I mean, like, do you go full Rampage?
I mean, if they make it ridiculous, yeah, I'm down for it. But I don't know. It just it makes me upset because, like, I really wanted this to be something special, but it was not. So it wasn't special at all. It was just a cluster of non-sequential storytelling because it tried to do all these different things, but, like, none of it was, like, a full-fledged story. It's like, hey, we have these ideas, but we don't know how to use them, so we're just going to throw them all in a hat and pick a bunch out. Mm-hmm. And it was like, what? Like, B.D. Wong's character had all of these, like, had the ability to be cloning more dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
So why didn't they just do that somewhere outside of humanity?
Like, why did they?
Yeah, I get it. The lab that was underneath the castle is said to be the original site of the cloning of the dinosaurs, so they have that lab. All they do is update it, and they can start making dinosaurs again. Cool. What's the problem with that? Did we not learn our lesson from the last two giant parks that have, state-of-the-art security? The first one, obviously, was a fault because you had one person who could take it all down. Mm-hmm. Second was the fact that, like, the security measures are null and void when you have that many people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's like, even B.D. Wong's character should have been like, yo, guys, let's not do this in a confined lab. We made this monster of a thing we're putting in the furthest back cage possible and painting a big red line, which should tell you, hey, I probably shouldn't cross this line because the shadowy cage thing over here seems to be wanting to eat my face.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to stay at the other end of the hallway. But, like, it's like, yo, you had all this designed. Elevator's big enough to bring a T-Rex and a Brachiosaurus somehow was in one of those cages. It just, like, bloop, out of the shadows, it came a Brachiosaurus. I was like,
mm-hmm.
Where the fuck was this thing? It was just, it's so long, it can be able to put its head down the entire time. Like,
yeah.
Well. Which, by the way, speaking of which, was the, like, their emotional terrorist with that fucking boat driving away scene. That Brachiosaurus on the docks was, like, unnecessary.
That was the best emotional scene they made.
Un-fucking necessary.
Yeah, but, like, it's ruined by the fact that you have this... You just reminded me of another part that I fucking hated, where you have the boat pulling away, yet its launch ramp is still down.
Yeah.
And that which could have all been fucking sense.
Just completely let... I would have let that go. If you just would have had someone say something like, hey, hold the ramp, there's another truck.
Yeah.
Because, yes, the boat's pulling away, and we talked about this. You can't stop a boat like that, right? You can stop a boat. You just can't, like, you know? So, like, yeah, oh, it's just, like, kill the throttle, whatever, right? So it's not going to be pushing away any further. But if you just had someone yell, hey, hold the ramp, there's a truck coming, it would have been perfectly okay.
Yeah.
But when they crash onto it, and they get up, A, nobody come to help them.
Nope, no one gives a fuck.
B, they're just milling around like, yo, who's on this truck that a minute ago was abandoned?
Yeah.
Yeah. And remember, this is
she's going to hide by putting a John Deere hat on.
Yeah.
This is all bad guys here. And they literally wanted to kill you a minute ago, but You can just walk around.
And then when they're getting out and they catch what's his name? Justice Smith's character. I can't remember his name right now.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I really liked him in this movie. I thought he was hilarious.
I didn't.
He was just a terrible character, but he was like, I like that it was funny because he's like this nerd that should have never been on the island. Mm-hmm. He's caught and they're like, oh, what are you, a shipman? I'm like, dude, look around, bro. Does he look like anybody else on this boat?
Right.
No? Then he's obviously not supposed to be here.
Yeah.
What is wrong? Like, everyone's just so fucking dumb. The whole Brachiosaurus and the dock thing, I was like, first off, you guys are monsters.
Yeah, that seems rough.
Because that shouldn't have been.
But there's things like that that could have held more, you know, emotional weight to it. Or at the very end where they're all crowded in that area before they get let out, that could have held more emotional weight to it. And they could have been parts of the movie where you're like, God damn it, that was really well done. Had you given a shit about the things that were happening before and after, you know what I mean? Like, they had these little moments that were cool, but it was all that stuff surrounding it. Like, it's like if they went, okay, we're going to have this scene, this scene, this scene, and this scene. These are going to be our big tentpole scenes of this movie. Now let's just fill in the rest of it to make it make a little bit of sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they didn't write a complete story. They're like, I want to see this, this, and this. Let's get to that somehow.
Just connect them together somehow.
Which is not the right way to do it, because then you don't give a fuck about the cool things that happen if you don't give a fuck about anything else. Like, you don't care about the characters. You know what I mean? Like, you care about Chris Pratt only because it's of Chris the first Pratt. One.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but you don't care about the new guy or the new doctor girl. Or
I was rooting for her to get killed.
Yeah.
I was too more on a personal level, but yeah, that's fine.
But like, yeah, if you don't care about any of the characters, like the dinosaurs aren't...
Like in the first movie you did, except for the English assistant, the assistant chick, the English one that got ate by the mosasaur after being,
pterodactyl.
Yeah, right? I mean, she was just kind of like, I don't really care about her so much, so it's cool to see that she dies or whatever.
And I think that was smartly done to make it like, we're just gonna, she's here to have a gnarly death scene.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so she'll be kind of shitty. And it, not a horrible person, but just not a good person either, you know?
Exactly.
I don't know, man. It's a bummer that this movie sucked like it did.
Yep.
Speaking of sucking.
As he slowly makes eye contact with everybody.
According to Heat Vision, which is a website, Sony just announced casting for Morbius the Living Vampire.
Oh shit. Is this right now?
Right now. Just happened.
Nice.
Oh god. Hold on. Don't reveal it yet. Give us a couple hints. Is it somebody we know, or are they going new guy with
it? No, you know who this is.
Please tell me it's Benicio del Toro.
It is not.
God damn it. That's
one guess each.
So it's who they got to play Morbius.
Yep. Who signed on to play Morbius?
God damn. That's a tough choice.
What's his ethnicity?
I think it's white.
Okay.
In all aspects, I think he's white. I'm pretty sure.
Well, now I'm even more confused. Yeah. who I think is white, but might not be white.
I know he's from America. I just don't know if he's technically Caucasian, even though he looks Caucasian. You'll understand what I mean by a minute. He's won an Oscar.
Is it Oscar Isaac?
He's, as far as I know, never won an Oscar. His name is Oscar.
That would have been not bad. Oscar. When did he win an Oscar? Give me a time frame. Long time ago? A couple years ago? A
couple years ago. A few years ago, I'd say. Another
I'm clue. So excited about this. I've been wanting this movie to happen for so long.
Here's another clue.
Yeah.
He has been in at least one DC movie.
Oh, no.
DC movie.
Should shorten the list if you imagine who's been in DC movies, who's won an Oscar. Who's white?
Ben Affleck?
No.
I was like, Ben Affleck won an Oscar, he's in a DC movie. Shit.
Only been in at least one DC movie. That means that he could have been in more?
He could have been in more, yes.
But you don't know.
Oh, no, I know for a fact he hasn't been. But okay. You're saying he's been in at least one movie.
Okay.
From DC.
Shit.
So that eliminates anybody who's played Batman.
Or yeah. Superman, I don't know, man. You're giving me weird hints. Who is it?
Jared Leto?
Jared fucking Leto has signed on to be Morbius.
I forgot he won an Oscar.
Vampire.
Yeah.
I also forgot he's only in one DC movie. I'm okay with that. I like Jared Leto.
Yeah.
That's it. That's him. So yeah, pretty interesting. Pretty interesting.
It's going to definitely be creepy.
Yeah.
That fucker likes to get into his characters. I can't imagine what he's going to do to people on set.
And it is being written by the guys who wrote Lost in Space.
Oh, okay.
The TV show.
Matt LeBlanc.
Yep, Matt LeBlanc is
a vehicle to Hollywood superstardom.
I still look okay with it.
Yep.
It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
Boom, big news.
Nice.
That's pretty dope.
Big news. Breaking news for y'all.
Breaking news. In a couple days. From a couple days ago.
Hey, second, we reported on it early. Yeah. It's just you guys didn't hear it until Friday or whenever it is you listen to this.
Man.
Your favorite podcast.
Really wanted Benicio Del Toro, though. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you can want all you want, buddy. You ain't going to get it. Also, in another comic book adaptation movie, Toby Cabell, I think his name is, technically speaking, how you say it, has signed on to be the villain versus Vin Diesel's Bloodshot.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah.
And so. The crowd goes mild.
Yeah, well, you know, I like that guy in movies. It's just he doesn't get the...
Well, it's more Vin Diesel's superhero movie.
Yeah. Don't really get well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he's played villains before. He played a villainous brother in the one movie with Jake Gyllenhaal, Sands of Time one. He was Dr. Doom in the failed Fantastic Four reboot. You know.
Yeah.
He was awesome in Rock and Roller. And other things too, but you know, whatever. Yeah, that's about, I think that's everything. Yeah. No other real big news I think we can talk about. There's some other mild news, nothing super crazy to talk about just yet. I think we're going to get most of our big news is being all waiting to come out around Comic-Con time. So roughly a month from now, we'll have some real big news to talk about. Joe, we'll get this more than Mike will get this. Not so much because Mike doesn't pay attention, but if you remember the television show Altered Carbon.
Yes.
Remember DeSoto?
Yes.
That gentleman, his name is Teach Grant.
Okay.
He has been cast as adult Henry Bowers in It Chapter 2.
Ooh. No.
Dope.
Which goes against what everyone thought was, oh, they got rid of him in the first movie. Well, first off, you're dumb. You just saw him fall. You didn't see him dead. No body, no death.
Right? That's true.
That's all I'm saying. Sometimes in that movie, it's even a body doesn't mean death as well, even though you do see it. And, like, you know, but... so that's interesting. So he is the... Fourth new cast member outside the main cast that they announced in the last couple days. One is they announced who's going to be playing Bill's wife.
And that cast is pretty amazing from what they've announced.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Like, that cast is stacked. I mean, you have everyone from... You have Bill Hader. You have James McAvoy. You have... what's-her-face? Jessica Chastain. Zaya Mustafa. I mean, you got a huge cast. I mean, it's going to be pretty crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to thoroughly enjoy that movie. When does it come out?
Next year.
Boo.
Right?
Horseshit. I've been meaning to go back and rewatch the first one.
Should. You should.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty... I think that's a really good casting because that guy's kind of a scumbag in almost everything I've seen him in.
Mm-hmm.
Even as DeSoto at the beginning, he was kind of a shitbird.
Yeah.
Then later on, he's a lot different than what he is in the book, but... We talked about it before, but he plays. Everything I've seen him in, he plays a really good scumbag. He's played a tranny twice, I think, now on TV.
Okay.
But he's just really good. So kind of excited about that when I saw that. I was like, because I was kind of wondering who they were going to get.
Yeah.
for him, and I think they did a really good job.
Yeah.
Because, A, he kind of looks like that kid, just a fatter, older version of him. So kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that's it. Oh, there's a new trailer for Equalizer 2, by the way. I forgot about that.
That's dope.
Are you kind of surprised Equalizer got a sequel?
In a way, yes.
Because I remember liking it a lot, but like I don't remember
it. Felt like it fell under the radar. Yeah. Like, it was it wasn't a talking point for anybody. Like when it was out, people were like, oh yeah, no, it's a good action movie. And then it was like
not just nothing. That it was fell under the radar. It's just felt like the one movie was done and that's all you really need.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't seem like it needed a sequel.
Yeah.
Which I'm really glad in this one it looks like they're kind of keeping it along that same thing where it's like it's not like I liked where they took John Wick, but you know they made it bigger, but it was in the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I think this feels the same way where like, oh, there's some fallout from what happened last time, and this is the consequences to it, so that's pretty cool. Yeah. We didn't talk about the sequel title for Spider-Man Homecoming, right?
No, I don't think we did.
Far From Home. Spider-Man Far From Home. Rumors are it takes place in England for some bizarre reason. I don't know why they haven't, this story, that's just a rumor at this point, so no story stuff has come out yet. But Far From Home is Spider-Man Far From Home is the name of the sequel to that thar movie.
Thar.
I thought it was Far From Home because it's like, oh, he's on an alien planet.
Yeah, he's dusted. Yeah.
He's dust in the wind.
On an alien planet.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be funny if the first couple minutes of the movie was just
blowing in the wind?
A dust storm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Peter. Tony's trying to chase after him, grabbing at him. I'm going to save him. I think this is mostly him. He's going to put him in his pocket.
It's awful.
What's left of the suit forms a little pocket he's putting in there.
Could at least like make a dustbuster out of the suit or something.
Yeah, but that's not as dramatic. Trying to grab dust out of the wind. So this is me being lazy. Trying to be gentle with it. He's like trying to cup it. Oh no, this hand's getting blown too. anyhow. We'll
like glue him back together.
It's a form outline. Yeah. He finds some shelter and forms the outline of Peter and he kind of Wilsons it. He like talks to it. He's like, oh, he has his Nebula there with him. You know what I mean?
Right, because she's not much to talk to.
Yeah. Movie comes out and be like, yo, this movie's really weird.
This movie's dark. They're gonna Swiss Army Man him, but like it's Tony and Nebula with like powdered Peter Parker.
Powdered Peter Parker.
I got him. I got some.
Powdered Peter Parker. That John Travolta movie, right?
Yeah.
Yep. It's also Powder is the one with the dude from
Sean Patrick Flanery.
Yeah, that's the one from Boondock Saints. The other one.
You're thinking of Phenomenon.
Yeah, that's a different one.
Where he has a tumor in his head and he becomes really smart.
Yeah, that's right.
And then grows wings and becomes an angel.
That's called Michael.
They're the same movie.
They're
one has wings, one has cancer. Same thing.
Well, tumor. It's a tumor.
Tumor, cancer, same thing.
And they both die. Spoilers.
Yeah.
Well, one ascends.
I don't know. It kind of
dies pretty badly in the movie.
That's where Avengers got the idea to get dusted because he just kind of feathers.
He's like a pigeon in front of a semi truck.
Yeah.
Feathers. Like
a pigeon in front of Randy Johnson.
Oh, dang. Got him. Yeah, that's it for this.
John Travolta's finest work. Just want to throw that out there.
Wow. I would have thought Hairspray.
Oh, no, that was a gimmicky movie. Michael, real movie. Art, sir. The movie's art.
Art, he says.
Talk about art. How about the last movie that he did?
Gotti?
Yeah, no. The one before that.
I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. No one does.
I know he had like
John Travolta's best movie.
He had like his John Wick movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I can't remember what it was called, though.
No one
I saw a trailer for it, and then I never saw it again.
John Travolta. Because
it went straight to
Yeah, it was DVD. Like an action revenge movie that went straight to digital. I think it might have had a limited release, but it was mainly digital.
I don't know.
I think that's the one.
I remember thinking, that might not be too bad. But
yeah, but you look at the cover of it then, and you're like, ugh, that's That looks pretty awful because they obviously like Photoshop his face onto a person that's more physically fit. I am Wrath.
Yep, that's it.
I think that's the one my buddy's in.
Really?
Yeah. My buddy does tattoos in Ohio. I believe that's the movie he was
in. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yep, yeah. Filming began in Columbus, Ohio. Yep, that's the one. That's the one Derv's in. He's not like a star in it. He's just in a scene with it.
No, he's a fucking star.
But he tattooed John Travolta.
For real?
In real life? Yeah, in real life.
Oh, that's dope-ish.
No, that's dope. Stop giving John Travolta so much shit. He tries hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't tell if people like the movie Gotti or don't like it.
From what I've heard, it's not good.
Yeah, but from what we also heard is apparently the Rotten Tomatoes score of 0 was actually false. It was made by people trying to get the number to go down. So they intentionally went and wrote negative reviews on it. Like, it's a big hoopla right now.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. The only thing I've heard about it is that it's very disjointed.
It doesn't look good at all.
It doesn't make sense. It's not like it takes place over one specific period of Gotti's life. It apparently takes place in
a bunch
of different times of Gotti's life. So there's no real cohesive story about it. And if I recall right, somebody said Travolta's acting on it just kind of falls flat. So to me, that sounds like it's not a good movie.
I'm not saying it's not a good movie, but
we're gonna play a quick little game before we go. All right, I'm gonna list to you the bigger air quotes John Travolta movies, and you're gonna stop me when it's an unquestionably good movie. Okay.
You're gonna start listing.
Gotti. You're gonna stop me when you go, that's a good movie.
Okay.
Not that's okay movie. That's a good movie. Okay.
Okay.
I understand cool. It could be different for everybody else.
Gotcha.
We got Gotti.
Don't know.
I Am Wrath.
Don't know.
Criminal Activities.
That's a movie?
Yep.
That was a TV show.
No, this is a movie.
No, it's Criminal Intent.
Criminal
Intent, a TV show.
Just, sorry, whatever. This
Criminal Activities is a movie. American Crime Story was a TV series.
The Forger.
These are all episodes of Psych, right?
Yeah. Killing Season. With Robert De Niro.
That one's a good one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yourself. Yeah. Really?
That's the one where he's a hunter, right?
He plays like a Russian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
It's not good.
I haven't seen it.
It's terrible.
Okay.
I watched it. It was on
Savages.
Prime, I think. Ooh, which one's that one?
That's the one with the gotcha ending. When they redo it with Quicksilver.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
And Gambit. From Paris with Love.
I hate you so much right now. I love that movie.
I low-key like that movie, but I don't think it's good.
No.
Like, I like it, but it's not like, good.
Stop the list now. No, it's fun, but it's not.
Old Dogs.
That movie is not great.
The Taking of Film 1-2-3. I like that movie.
I do like that
movie. I think that's a good movie.
They use a lot of curse words in that movie for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, Deadwood, like, amount of curse words.
That's 2009.
Fuck, really? Was that long? Oh, yeah. No, that's definitely long ago. That was a while ago.
I would say that's a good movie. Joe hasn't jumped in yet, so we'll
because
keep going.
I haven't seen all of that movie.
Bolt. I love Bolt.
Yeah.
The animated one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie makes me cry.
Yeah.
Hairspray.
Didn't see it.
Wild Hogs.
I love Wild Hogs.
I like Wild Hogs too. Okay. It's pretty funny. Lonely Hearts. Be Cool. Love that movie.
Why is that?
That's the one with The Rock and Vince Vaughn.
Where The Rock plays a gay cowboy?
Is the sequel to Get Shorty?
No, for some reason, I would think that'd be later. I thought that was earlier in his career.
It's 05, man.
Yeah, 05.
No, I mean like 90-something.
Yeah. Well, that was Be Cool, or Get Shorty was like late 90s.
Yeah, it took a while for the sequel to come out. Weird sequel to come out.
Ladder 49.
Never saw it.
That's the Joaquin Phoenix? Yeah, that one's a good one.
I like that movie, too.
Yeah, it's not as good as Backdraft. No. I think the acting's better than Backdraft.
A Love Song for Bobby Long?
Sorry.
The Punisher?
Yes.
Basic?
That movie's all right.
No.
Domestic Disturbance?
Nope.
No.
Swordfish?
Nope.
No.
I fucking hate that movie.
Battlefield Earth?
Yes!
No.
Stop. What?
Lucky Numbers?
No.
The one with Lisa Kudrow?
Yeah.
I forgot I was in that movie.
The General's Daughter.
That's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
It's a good movie.
I don't remember that movie. I've seen it. I don't remember it.
It's all conspiracy.
You remember Primary Colors. I forgot about that movie.
It was a political comedy.
Joe hates Travolta. Oh, my God. This is fun. We're going to go so far back in time. A Civil Action.
Never saw it.
The Thin Red Line? He was in that?
Yeah. He was one of the captains.
You like that movie, right?
It's no Wind Talkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
What's right. the Well, it's the, not. It's not. He's not saying no. That's a good movie.
Tears of the Sun, is that the one? That's with Bruce Willis. Right? Yeah, that's a Bruce Willis movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Like Welcome to Hollywood. I don't even know.
That's the mockumentary. Mm. He plays himself.
Oh. Mad City. This is one with Dustin Hoffman.
That one's not bad.
Face Off.
Not a good movie. Oh,
no. It's not looking good for old Johnny Travolta's here. She's So Lonely.
No.
Michael.
You know, right? That's a good movie.
I love Michael.
It's a good movie.
I don't think that's a good movie.
It's not.
You don't think it's a good movie? Like, for what it is.
No, even for what it is, it's not a good movie.
No?
Mm-mm. Wow. But he said it. He was the last one.
Okay.
So we had to go back to 1996 for you to like a John Travolta movie.
So yeah. Mike wasn't even born yet.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, man.
I was nine.
I was nine.
But, to be fair, let's continue because he had a string right here. It was Michael... Phenomenon, Broken Arrow.
I think Phenomenon is better than Michael.
Get Shorty.
Broken Arrow isn't great, but Christian Slater is amazing in that movie.
Yeah. And Chris Long.
That's right. That's
but
right.
I don't think it's a good movie.
It's not.
Phenomenon.
I believe Phenomenon was a better movie than Michael because it did not make me cry nearly as much.
It's debatable. It is.
Except for that scene where he's at
honestly,
the...
It's honestly debatable. Like, you could probably lump those two together.
And Phenomenon, like, yeah. That scene where they're doing the little street, like, fair where they're selling stuff, and he's, like, selling the books. I'm like, nope, I don't like this. It makes me sad.
Then we got right before Get Shorty, White Man's Burden.
Okay.
And then we got Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction.
So we're good.
Mm-hmm.
We're good there. We know that's a good movie. Oh, man. Even with that being said, of running down that list and having a lot of movies that we don't get, and I skip some stuff too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I only said the ones that I thought you might know. If like a big, well, you know, reviewed movie come out with like John Travolta as a lead or like a that would be interesting. Like a good looking movie with John Travolta playing a lead part, I'd be like, oh, I want to, because you know, like every now and then they come back. Like Michael Keaton came back with like Birdman. And you're like, holy shit, people like this movie, and he's the main character. That's pretty cool. I haven't seen that in a while.
Mm-hmm. American Crime Story is the O.J. Simpson one, right?
Yeah,
because he played. Yeah, that's the one he plays Johnny Cochran, right? Because he didn't get nominated for not Johnny Cochran. He plays the lawyer. The other one.
Yeah. He got some kind of like award, TV show awards for.
Like
that.
He got nominated for like Emmy or something, right?
Emmy or Golden Globe, one of the
two.
Yeah,
okay.
Can't remember that guy's name now. He comes into our store. He hasn't in a long time.
O.J. Simpson?
No, the lawyer that you're talking about.
Oh, not Johnny Cochran. Johnny Cochran's a black guy.
Was it the Kardashian one?
Yeah, I think so.
Or no? Yeah, no, that's not
he did.
It. Yeah, it's the one who's dead
now.
He plays the one that was dead now, right?
I don't know. Anyway. Sorry, John Travolta.
No love from Joe.
Me. He's just not a draw for me.
We gotta find...
There's not very many actors that are draws for me, though. Like, you can't announce an actor and be like, oh, I'm gonna watch everything that he's in.
But see...
That's not me.
Travolta is not like that for me, but I'm saying if he's one of those guys who are like, he's had some really good movies way in the past, and he's kind of hung around. It was like when Liam Neeson did Taken. You're mm-hmm. like... Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, he'd be like that if, like, John Travolta had, like, a really good movie come out. And you'd be like, holy shit, John Travolta fucking killed it in this one. That's pretty cool. He's kind of on the same level for me. Like, I like when, like, people who have not really been mainstream for a while kind of come back and do something cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Cody. Wrap this shit up.
Okay. So, last bit of, work to do. Just kidding. Comes actually. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Thanks for listening, everybody. I almost said welcome. We're doing another episode.
Welcome to this
back
ending.
Back to back.
We're doing a month's long worth of episodes, not cutting at all.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
But yeah, that's it for this week's episode, everybody. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.